The Pat Kenny Show
with Matter Private Network
on News Talk.
The number of data centres located in South Dublin accounts for over half of the total number on the island, a fact that moved my next guest to seek a moratorium on any new data centres in South Dublin. A demonstration is taking place today demanding that Minister Peter Burke uphold a moratorium on new data centres. It was an amendment voted for by councillors in June and put forward by People Before Profit councillor for North Clondalkin, Palmerstown and Lucan, Madeline Johansson, who joins me now. Good morning and welcome.
Good morning. Thank you for having me here, Pat.
Give us the basic numbers. How many data centres have we got and how many are in the planning that you would like to pause?
Well, at the moment, well, we only have the figures from May 2021. And at that stage, there was 34 data centres in operation in the South Dublin County area. And there was a number in the planning process. So there are possibly more of them coming down the track who have already received planning permission. And really the reason for me proposing this was a deep concern about the impact that these data centres are having, particularly on our electricity and water infrastructure in the local area, and the impact that that will have on the local communities.
Now, the councillors voted for this. What about the executive in South Dublin Council? What is their view? Because they are charged with looking at every planning application and assessing it for precisely those needs. You know, can they build it? Can they service it? Can they power it? And will it be okay for the environment?
Well, the executive really just used argument that was put forward by the Office of the Planning Regulator, which was that they took one objective from the regional strategic and economic strategy by the Eastern and Midland Regional Assembly. I know it's a mouthful, but the objective, which basically says that there is no national policy that bans data centres. And that was really the main reason that they took.
So the planning regulator, who kind of looks at the way planning is done more globally rather than very specifically, the planning regulator, you're saying, just looked at national policy and said, well, because there is a national policy, there's no provision for a ban. Is that it? Putting it simply?
Well, putting it simply, however, I would argue that national policy is contradictory because it is becoming very, very clear that Ireland will not be able to meet our carbon emissions targets if we continue to allow more data centres to set up here. And that is not just me saying that. There are a number of experts who have been raising serious concerns about the number of data centres and their impact on our ability to meet those targets.
Yeah. Now, there's a counter-argument which I've read, which is saying, look, Ireland is changing and the nature of commercial activity in Ireland is changing. It's more digital, it's office-based or indeed remote working-based, all of which depends on the presence of data centres. You know, even when you watch your Netflix, it depends on the existence of data centres. When you send emails, it depends on all of that. But meantime, kind of conventional industry in Ireland has been winding down. So we haven't been using the energy to do that sort of stuff, but we are using energy for data centres. And it's kind of a quid pro quo. What do you say to that argument?
Well, I think, first of all, we need to look at what type of data are we storing in these data centres, right? So there is, of course, some data that is necessary, that needs to be stored in data centres, but there's also a huge amount of data that's being used for advertising purposes, in particular, where anytime you're on the internet, you're on social media, you're browsing, you're Googling, doing whatever, you're being followed and all that data is being saved and used to target advertising to you. And I think if we were
to... But also, I mean, pictures of puppies and kittens and all that, you know, to the nth degree are saved by ordinary people and they go to data centres. They go to the cloud, which is a data centre.
They do. And also there's a lot of old data that's being stored as well that is completely unnecessary. So emails that we have, for example, deleted from our own email inbox then still get stored somewhere in a data centre. So I think we need to look at that as well and say, do we actually need to store all that data simply for advertising purposes?
So your protest, where is it happening and what is its format?
So we're protesting outside the Department of Local Government, which is the Custom House. So at Custom House Quay at 1 p.m. This afternoon. And we're basically saying to the minister, he can still roll back on this. He can still support what we're saying, the moratorium on data centres. He can still change his draft direction that was given, and he can
because Peterborough kind of overrode the decision by the councillor and said, no, you've got to reverse your decision, you've got to allow data centres to go
ahead. Has issued a draft direction which basically says you have to remove these amendments that puts the ban or the moratorium on data centres, but that is still not finished and he can still go back on that and allow democracy to be upheld.
What about the argument that if we send the signal to the greater world that we don't want data centres in this particular location, and Dublin tends to be the biggest technical hub in the country, that in terms of inward investment and jobs, that it gives the wrong signal and people say, we'll look elsewhere?
I actually think that's a quite nonsense argument, because a lot of these corporations were here way before they started building data centres, and they're here because there's a very well-educated workforce that speaks English as a first language for the most part. They are the reasons that they state that they're here. So to think that they're not going to continue to be here just because we're saying that we need to look after our communities rather than having these data centres, I think that's ludicrous.
A couple of comments here. Why not make planning for data centres contingent on these centres installing solar PV and battery storage to offset their strain on the grid? Seems like a no-brainer. That's Barry from Dundalk. Whether or not the space available around these data centres would be sufficient to generate solar is a question that I cannot answer, but it seems like a good idea from Barry. The data centres host services which Ireland gets huge taxes from. Move them to another country, because they will be built either way, and we lose their taxes. That's from Lar.
Well, just to take up on the question around solar power, I don't think that would generate enough power to run these data centres. The amount of power that these centres use is actually enormous. So there's been the increase in demand from data centres alone over the last few years is the equivalent of 140,000 new households. Yeah. Just think about that. That's the size of a town or a city.
Sure. But maybe there's waste heat that can be taken from these data centres, from the power, and used for district heating.
That is already happening with the Amazon data centre in Tala, which is obviously a good thing and I welcome that. However, with 34 data centres in South Dublin already, we don't actually need all that heat to be used for district heating, and we need to prioritise our local communities in terms of the demand for electricity that is going to increase with the use of more electric cars and electric heat pumps in houses.
Mind
as well.
You, if they got free heating for the winter, they might be delighted.
Well, of course.
But it won't be free, will it?
We should, of course, get the ones who are already in existence to give their heat to the local communities, absolutely.
Madeleine Johansson, People Before Profit, councillor for North Clondalkin and Palmerstown and Lucan, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Matter Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.